to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Let's go!
Yes!
We
have come again.
Oh, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Hey, God will forgive us.
Amen. They are making me to sin. Me, a holy child.
Holy child. I know that school.
I went to that school, actually.
Yeah, you went to the child.
And I'm the school.
You're the school.
I'm the school.
You're the school.
They name the school after me.
You're the school.
A holy child.
You're the school of thought.
If that could also pass,
yes.
Can go for that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
eh?
Apart from the number of voices we have,
eh?
We have a new person,
eh?
Who was not new,
eh?
Who left us,
eh?
But ladies and gentlemen,
eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome,
Fazi.
You didn't like Miss Wall. Who did you see?
We have left that.
Okay, you want to join her?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, she wants to join you.
I know. Sorry, darling.
Oh, yeah.
I stay local.
Where'd you go? You can't. There's G in that count.
Sorry.
W in that count.
Excuse me, settle down, kids. I'm on a level that you can't get to.
It's all right.
Steady level, don't worry.
And it's not two, it's 10.
I will stay with you my
get,
people.
Yes!
Yes, you can't get 10.
One Nigeria. That one is British.
Church.
This is not.
It's in a British.
British.
No, but she's correct now.
She's British.
I mean, from the British side.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Farah.
It's better. Oh, you are Farah.
She's Farah.
Anyway, see, a lot has happened on this show since we are not here. They've given me different names.
Correction. Yeah.
Her name is cross fertilization, the most fertile on this show.
Yeah. So
my name is Feta. Please, Lagos.
Get with the program.
I am with the program.
Can we start the
Welcome,
show?
Lagos. This is where Lagos's best conversation resides, ladies and gentlemen. In case you're not tuned to 99.3, who are you tuned to?
If they ask you at the gate of heaven and hell, what are you doing on this day? You say you are listening to another station. Go to hell straight.
Without discussion.
Yeah, the person that went in your gate, so you say, what are you doing here?
Angel
Maybe you are listening to something else. This is the way to hell.
Drop your NIN with us and your email address.
Yes, and your PVC.
Are we not doing audition again?
No. Anybody that drops for now, we are doing promo.
Perfect.
Apply now. We give you Evo. You die.
Yes.
I
didn't say that. Welcome to What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anacone. He's Stretch.
Yes, I'm Stretch. And we have Feta. Mention your name now.
Feta now.
Cross-fertilization
now. Nobody should call her cross-fertilization.
Yes.
It's wrong to call
Why
her
would you say cross-fertilization to a person
wrong.
Like this?
Yes.
Cross-fertilization
I know
name.
What I would do. I would just change the name to Uzemi Feta. If you can't get there.
We will just...
This is the botanical name of cross-fertilization. Uzemi
Feta.
That's it!
Akarika papaya is popo.
Yes.
Oriza sativa is rice.
Yes.
And Uzemi feta is feta.
It's for fertilization. Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, fancy
Nancy!
Nancy, what happened that you just disappeared and leave us like this?
You absconded.
No. I fell in love.
You went AWOL. And left Stretch. No wonder Stretch was having depression.
So Stretch wasn't giving. So
give Shay shake.
So you left your crumbs for Feta to pick up, eh?
Crumbs.
No, she didn't leave crumbs.
She didn't leave crumbs.
She said she wasn't giving.
She said I wasn't giving. She didn't even lose it.
They were in a make-believe relationship.
Yes,
I've always been there. That's what you have to keep up, Miriam.
It was real to me.
Look at it.
Oh, really?
All of you
tell me his best food.
All of you were. Tell her.
He wasn't giving, so I didn't take time to
That's all.
Look at them. No. Most of them wearing pink and fighting for a black man. Look at this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the show subsequently.
We'll start off the show as usual with Sound Off. And right after Sound Off, we'll go into our musings for the day. And later on the show, we'll be talking about Saturday's election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off. I think the biggest question on every sane person's mind this morning or lately is, where is Nigeria headed? Where are we going? Who's piloting this aircraft? Or who's the captain of this ship? Yes, we know who it is, but it's something that we need to happening. The questions that we're asking, are they being answered? Or are we just left in a state of limbo? Because one minute we don't have fuel, and then the guys who are supposedly in charge of telling us how we should get fuel are very mum. And then, oh yes, you know what? The DSS comes to tell us that, don't worry,
24 hours.
In 48 hours, you have fuel. Okay, that's done. Then we have insecurity. And then there's a flying object, an unknown aircraft in space, mm-hmm. flying in Nigerian space. And they tell us that they don't know where the aircraft came from. It's unknown.
Yeah.
Don't forget, another of that same unknown killed people.
Southern Kaduna.
We're yet to hear the end of it. Mm-hmm. Let's move away from that. Then they say, oh, we can't use old money again. They want to introduce new money. They paint it and color it and send it to us. And then we're asking, where's the money? How do we get the money? No, over there. Then they say, you will get the money. We have given it to bank. Bank say, ah, Oga, why are you lying? We have not given us the money. And here we are. Weeks and weeks later, the average Nigerian does have money, can't access their money to eat, to be able to move around, absolutely nothing. And we're waiting. The Apex Bank is saying nothing. So we go to court, as usual. And the court says, this is what needs to be done. These monies are going to be legal tender till so-and-so date. Nothing is said. Radio silence. Here we are. Nobody has said anything. And then, of course, on election day, people are standing at polling units and telling you, if you don't vote for this party, go home. The police is there begging them.
Please take it easy.
Take it easy. Calm down. Nothing is done. Law enforcement. Another policeman is asked, why are children at the polling unit with PVCs? How can we tell that these are children? Besides, if INEC has given them PVC, they can vote.
I can populism.
Yes. Law enforcement. And here we are today, getting set for polls.
Another.
Don't forget the elections. Very controversial. Some say it was very, very successful. Some say it was very controversial. A potpourri of arguments. But again, how do we trust that the process is going to be sane, safe, and free of violence? Because what we saw was very, very unholy. Who's steering the ship?
Lest you forget, you didn't mention the part where they told us that the reason why they redid the Naira note was to avert politicians from using money to buy or vote. And we saw that it's resorted to another currency, the dollar. And the same thing happened. And right now, for everybody to know, we have the old currency, all of it, and the new one, all of it, as legal tender till December the 31st. So everything we suffered through till this moment was cancelled.
Maybe
suffered for nothing. So I go back to the question she asked. Who is in charge? When you hear a statement, you listen carefully, whether it's the president or the presidency. We asked the question yesterday, and the question is still hanging. Who is the presidency?
I think more importantly, who do we listen to? Whose orders are we supposed to follow? Because we see so many things hanging in the balance, and the average Nigerian is left in a state of confusion. So join me and Stretch, if you can help us to answer the question, who's in charge?
Who's running this country? Who I go talk to? Who is... You know, when you get to an office, you want... where's your boss?
Where's the manager?
So who are we talking to in Nigeria?
Who should we listen to?
Who do we vote in?
Then again, don't forget, it's a rhetoric. We don't expect your answers.
We don't. And that sound off.
Lateral.
Liars. Anyway, guys, it's time for our musings. We have 2 minutes before we go on a quick break this morning. Don't forget, it's a Wednesday morning. And in the middle of the week, there's a lot of thinking that needs to be done. So I'm going to ask a quick question. If you had the whole world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Yeah, we'll see one thing.
Help! I knew you were going to say something stupid. 30 seconds. Think about it. We're going to go on a quick break. 30 full seconds. You have the whole world watching. It's an international press conference. And Feta is put in front of all those microphones with all the international media.
Can I sing?
What?
No, don't know what happened.
It's cash. We need cash in my whole country.
Hip. That's what you're saying.
Hip.
I'll say,
okay, I have to just, I can't sing. Sad.
Hi, mom.
Hi,
dad. Oh, this thing's working. Oh, great.
Testing, like testing. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Testing.
Yeah.
Okay. But sincerely, Lagos, we're serious right now. If you had 30 seconds to address the world, the whole world was watching. I'm talking about every bit of the globe is watching you. What would you say?
Heal the world.
My single is coming up. My single is coming up. It's dropping very soon.
Come on, say something very...
Follow me on Instagram.
You have to say something very inspirational.
My single is coming up.
I'm not inspired.
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram and hear the rest. You follow me on Instagram later.
I can't. Why do I have to deal with this guy every other day?
Yeah, my single is dropping.
I wish you guys could see his face. Sam, please make sure that we have this video.
My single is dropping soon. Follow me on Instagram.
What is the title? Because your body is tweeting. You want us to follow?
Follow me on Instagram, Stretch Original.
What's the title of the song that is coming out?
It's on Instagram.
The title of the song.
Follow me on Instagram.
That's the title of the song.
Follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
Follow me on Instagram.
Shut up.
Okay, kindly follow me on Instagram.
This is it. Why? Okay, why do I have to deal with church every morning?
Okay, please, kindly follow me on Instagram.
But Maria, you know you like it, though.
Please, I'm kind.
Yes, okay, wait.
You like it.
Wait, calm down, wait. Okay, please.
And I'm advocating for you.
30 seconds.
No, that's it. So you don't know where you're on his side. You just...
Wait. Please.
You will not
kindly follow me on Instagram now.
Church, this is why I dumped you.
You dumped me.
What?
Because you don't know how to behave in public.
I didn't even notice you dumped me.
Stretch, the problem is you don't even know how to behave in public, and you are in front of the whole world in 30 seconds, and you're just...
What did I say? I'm saying follow me on Instagram. Kindly follow me on Instagram now.
Please, follow me.
What's the difference between please and kindly?
I'm polite. Extra polite. Please, kindly follow me. Look at Nigeria. When you ask somebody wants to ask you the way to somewhere in Nigeria, first thing you do is sorry.
Excuse me.
Why are you saying sorry?
Some people can please, but some people cannot kindly.
Yes.
That's another thing.
You see what you're saying? That's why we're together. You can please, but you can't kindly. So kindly, please follow me on Instagram now.
It's inclusivity.
Can we put both together?
All inclusive.
Have you guys ever in your whole life come across a word called tautology?
What are you speaking
about? There's the thing.
There's the word you're speaking like that.
Yeah, because I think that both
British.
Of you have no idea.
Both of you.
We hove.
Without know.
I see why you dumped her.
Yeah, without.
Come on, I did the dumping.
We don't know.
We got to go for a break.
We don't.
3 Nigeria Info.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
Yes, cheers to life. 36 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's a full house today and it's midweek. Guess what? Two more days to election day. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Tell me, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come to work today?
Mm.
God forbid. God forbid, I reject that. How can I come to work today?
She said today.
She didn't say today.
That's how she said it.
Yeah, she said, did you come to work today?
Don't be supporting what you
don't be siding. Say, did you come to work today? Answer me now.
Did you come to work today?
I came to leave.
Oh. Yeah, the idea is saying that you better reject it.
Chai.
Oh.
Anyway, guys, we asked a question when we went on the
30
break.
30 seconds.
Yes, if you had 30 seconds and the whole world was watching and listening, what would you say? The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190 or... You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Send us a WhatsApp message. We would love to hear from you. 30 seconds. The whole world is listening. Think about all the world leaders,
mm-hmm.
all the celebrities around the world,
all the celebrities,
the biggest tech experts, the billionaires, the millionaires, every single person.
And even me, Stretch, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Come on.
I'm sitting right beside Stretch.
What would you say? Well, the phone lines are already up and running. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning,
what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Right.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Chinewa calling.
Chinewa, baby. Stretches nemesis.
Whatever.
Why are you hissing?
Beautiful, beautiful princesses.
Aww.
How na day?
We day oh.
We Gucci.
My household enemy. You are waiting for me to...
Household enemy.
Now, wow.
Household enemy.
Whatever.
No, what my house? My household enemy. If they give you 30 seconds, you say I should follow you on Instagram. You know that is very slippery.
Have you?
That is very slippery. If I follow you, I'll fall down and I'll break my spider.
Don't follow him now. Don't follow him now.
Be quiet.
Are you Jack and Jill?
I'm not following you. I'll break my spider cord.
Don't follow me.
Hey, Ajinewa, what will you do if you had 30
what I would
seconds?
Do, yeah. If they give me 30 seconds, what I will do is...
I will say,
Nigeria, everybody should try to vote for me.
That's very slippery.
You say
that's very slippery.
Hey,
because you're not even contesting.
I will amend all the things that is unamendable.
So use it to campaign.
Use 10 seconds to campaign.
They play.
Yes, they play.
But don't play. It's okay. Thank you for calling. But you see, it's only Nigerians that can vote for you.
The whole world. No,
the whole world cannot vote for you.
Some people don't understand what they mean by the whole world. Like someone say, if the world ends, I'll go to my village.
I'm tired of this Nigeria. I want to go to my village.
Your village is separate from the whole world.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, apologies if that was you. Please call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's
hello?
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
My beautiful princesses and princes. I'm the happiest man. My network don't go this morning since Saturday.
Don't touch it.
You people are talking too much. I don't quite remember on a topic. I said, okay, agree to now.
Okay, some people don't talk. Okay, thank you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on Twitter. Somebody here on Twitter put up a very interesting post. He said, life goes on Twitter says, I will say, let's give peace and love a chance because there are two sides of a coin and we've been missing for a very long time, especially in Africa.
So sounds like what I would say.
He uses his 30...
Yeah, she already said she was
he uses his 30 world, seconds right? very well to preach yes, peace.
Same thing with me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You're on
hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's
yeah.
up? Victor.
Good morning. For 30 seconds, I will say that even though Moyerikbo, Abioye, Pastor Chris... Then before that olden day toilet, them do 21-day fasting, and you know, she no go ever better again.
What?
So now you go take your 30 seconds, too.
Yeah, just a West.
Holy Ghost!
Fire!
No slander against Nigeria.
Amen. Shall stand.
Yes. And please don't be calling people's names like that on this show. We don't like it.
I don't understand.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
What's up? Good morning.
It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. Good morning.
Joy, how are you?
That's sister just fine, my brother. My handsome brother.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Joy.
Now you are surpassed for this.
Jesus. Oh, Joy. Oh, Joy. I like your complexion.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
See, the other caller, not this last one, that just threw a bomb and went away.
He didn't even throw a bomb, Sef.
It was nothing. He just wasted his energy.
That nothing.
Okay. See, if you give me that
30 seconds,
I'll be how many seconds?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Mm. All I will say to the whole world, let's love ourselves so that peace can reign.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. I love these preachers of peace. Okay, yes, baby. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
I'm just going to lay the ground rules. Utali, Victor, whoever is calling, this is not a time for you to call in and be messing around. We will not, I will block you. You will never be able to call Nigerian Fugue again. I promise you. So let's have some decorum. Okay?
I concur.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. What about the prophet in me, or prophetess?
Hey!
Hey. Even she's healed, facing you all alone.
Yes, hey. I'm up to the task. My mother trained me well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why you are a prophet. So yes.
Mother, you trained me well. I started very early.
And then Queen of Sheba
lies. She's there.
Queen of Sheba.
The newcomer in your midst,
Nancy, she's not you.
You shall be my son as a free tree.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me give you 5 million.
Yes, I like women.
What I will say is this. I repeat after my father, the owner of the universe.
Your father.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Repent or you perish.
Yes.
That's what you say in your 30 seconds,
Yeah, that is what Jesus said. And he's the owner of the universe. He has right over everything.
Okay.
Jesus said you repent or you perish.
For enjoyment or for greater height and entertainment.
30 seconds have passed.
You perish.
Your 30 seconds have finished.
Okay, my darling.
Okay.
I've washed my hands off your mouth.
Stretch and Ahibe.
Anything that concerns you, my eyes not dead.
Stretch and Ahibe, I vibe on this show.
Oh my God.
See, Stretch and Ahibe vibe.
Both of them
Stretch and Jineyewa, there's some tension. There's I don't want to say the meaning of the tension, but it's okay. You and women in this life.
Yeah, thank you.
If I ever hear that you have died, I know why.
Yeah, it's good for somebody to die
it's
from what's brought
Marianne,
into
Marianne, it's women that kill you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
No, wait. So we'll be the ones to shout. You just say, like, are you a bank manager?
What's up, Lagos?
You have called.
Oh, yeah, what's your name, please?
Good morning, Mercy from Italy.
Mercy, my own Mercy.
People.
Meme.
Queen of Sheba, good morning, welcome.
Queen of Sheba, we are greeting you. Mercy, you have 30 seconds. What will you say to the world?
So with my 30 seconds to talk to the whole world, I will say, let's give women opportunity to be in.
And you tell them where you are saying it from, Abi.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mercy, thank you for calling. Why are you such a hater?
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying. People are in New York or, you know.
Say what? I mean, women need to be given a chance everywhere in the world.
So let me tell you guys all this thing you are saying. In 30 seconds, after saying that thing you have said, you guys think what I said didn't make sense, right? If you say, let the world be peaceful. If you say, give women a chance. If you say stop the violence, people have been hearing this. It's not actionable. What is actionable is following you on Instagram. If I have, listen, after that call, I have at least, if I have 100,000 followers inside the 7 billion, 8 billion people, I'm an influencer.
You're a what?
Influencer.
Such short, man.
So after you say your own tantity,
you're so myopic.
Myopic.
Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, to the live. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Idris. I'm calling from Gakada.
Go ahead, Idris.
Yeah, if I'm to use my 30 seconds to the world, I will call out my bank details to the world.
Your bank details.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
You can help
me. Fund me.
I'm actually broke right now. That's what I need.
You never can tell.
You see, no, but it makes sense.
He's this a very smart guy.
No, but
very
this
smart.
Is actionable. Yeah. So I'm saying if you guys come up and be like the Mungo Park, the one that's doing the Martin Luther King, you say that thing. It's not actionable.
It is actionable.
No.
I mean, you don't
you think it's not actionable.
No, practical action. Yes. Someone says, let this world be a peaceful place.
Yes.
So, because you said it to become peaceful, there'll be no fighting in Iraq. I beg you guys to go and sit down.
I actually like this guy.
We are sitting down, darling.
He's actionable. What is
can I say, let there be peace and then quickly add my account number?
You see, that is what they can do something about. If I say, let there be, see, this world here, the ozone layer has been depleted. Please stop the ozone layer depletion. You have spoken morally correct.
But you see, that's also not something you should say in 30 seconds. So
why not?
Because it doesn't make sense. How many people understand what you mean by ozone?
Let's stop. You're giving them food for thought.
What I say is not,
do their research.
You can say whatever you want in 30 seconds.
I think
seconds.
We have a winner. I like that guy submitting.
Yeah, he's me. So if he uses his account number, let 50 people give him 1 naira. Or 1,000 naira.
And you know there are important people there, so it's not 1 naira that he'll get.
You know what I'm saying? So it's actually, so I'm saying, like, let's not sit on this moralistic
Leave people
side.
Alone.
No, let me say my own now.
They're entitled to their own opinion.
I'm not saying, let's not say I stretch.
Oh, God. Can you turn off my mic?
Say I stretch.
I said, I'm talking sense, so listen.
We don't care, but speak for yourself.
Say, I don't care. Say, I don't care.
Speak for yourself.
Say, we don't care now.
Yeah, yes.
So, you see now?
I don't care.
So, I don't care.
Don't tell people what to say. I'm not telling you what to say.
I'm saying to you that if you say something that is not practically actionable.
By whose standards?
Actionable.
By whose standards?
Church, I think you should have...
If he mentions account number, we can do something about it.
He
mentions an account number, we can send him money. She says, give
let
me this.
Let there be peace and then...
Yeah, let there be peace number. And add account number. You can see something. Let there be peace in the world. This world is too violent. And you just keep quiet.
No, you understand.
You still have 15 seconds. Tell us how. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Yes, you do.
That word
what you just said now.
2 hours.
Mommy and daddy, it's okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up,
Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Ah, it's still going on. Oh, yeah.
Nice. It's not me, Yuriki.
Did you eat our goyam bread today, please?
It's not me, you.
Yes, you.
That's why you have energy. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Kennedy from Mission.
Kennedy, go ahead.
30 seconds and you have the world's attention. What would you say?
30 seconds. I was asked, what does it take? What would it take for the world to have peace? What would it take for us to love one another? What would it take if this world is a better place?
30 seconds as easy.
Okay, so
it will take
30 seconds as easy.
It will take 30 seconds.
So after you say it, the world is just...
By the time you are done saying it, they've off the camera. Everything as easy.
But somebody burst into tears. I'm like,
it's true. No, as you say, what would it take? Some people are answering in Kenya. Comment son partner? And they say, what would it take? What my friend man say?
But I mean, it sparked a conversation. That's good, right?
What conversation?
In 30 seconds.
He doesn't get feedback. That's what we're saying. You're asking a question when you're supposed to be addressing. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's
Hello?
Up, Lagos?
Hello.
I forgot my handbag.
Okay.
Where?
When you can take it.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's
good morning,
up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Paul. Paul calling from Aja.
All right, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, thank you. Paul. Good to be here.
Thank you.
Okay. So my 30 seconds, I would want to tell the world to show a little kindness. That's especially those ones that cost you nothing. Little kindness, if you can all show that, it will really go a long way.
Okay.
Yeah. Add your account number.
And
they'll show you kindness.
And
it's true.
You know,
that is very important too.
Something actionable.
Why are you so beggarly, you people?
I have the whole world.
Let me ask you a question now. You didn't need money.
Sorry, it's question.
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 Sure, they didn't need money.
She's asking you.
Sorry, speak English.
She has spoken English.
If you cannot understand this one,
then you need more money.
You cannot understand
that sounds a little bit like Taiwanese.
I said I'm a linguist, but I don't understand Taiwanese.
But okay. Is her name Taiwo? Taiwanese. Is it Taiwanese?
I'm done with you guys.
I'm done. We're done with you, Taiwo.
We are done. One last call.
Well done for being done.
Well done. Both of you are clowns. Total clowns.
If you call us a clown again, we will do nothing.
Mm.
Yes, Ng.
Mm. What's the Ng?
That's how she says it.
Let's go.
Okay, on the other side of the clock, we're going to be joined by a political analyst as we're going to be talking and asking all the questions that need to be answered for the March elections, of March 18 elections, of course, the governorship elections and State of House of Assembly elections. There are very many concerns, of course, issues of voter apathy, trusting INEC, and of course, making sure that the process is
free and fair.
Free, fair, credible, and devoid of violence. Mm. So Achike Chude will be joining us on the 11 o'clock hour to talk about this. But in the meantime, let's go for that long break. We'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Yes, we are taking you to Lagos, and all roads lead to Lagos and every other state across the Federation on March 18, 2023 for the governorship elections and state houses of assembly. And we are asking people, what do you think about this election and why we should see things differently? Of course, our guest in the studio is going to help us understand the importance of heading out to the polls Saturday, March 18. I am Mary Anacon.
My name is Stretch.
I'm Feta.
And joining us in the studio live this morning is Achike Chude. He's a political analyst. Achike Chude is also in the advocacy world. So he works a lot around advocacy, development. And this morning he did us proud by coming live into the studio.
Yeah.
Achike, I think that we should shake our Achike.
Yes, so you deserve it.
Is, you know, when the mountain cannot go to Mohammed. Mohammed is not to come to
that. Yeah. So Mohammed came and brought the mountain.
This is sounding like blackmail. for next time.
Achike, it's so good to have you. But you know, everybody is talking about elections. And then still on the tongue of every Nigerian is the taste from the February 25th election. I've tried to drink water, to drink soda, to do whatever it takes to take that taste off, but it's still there, unfortunately. And one way or the other, it's going to affect the way we look at the elections this Saturday. But let's start by throwing back a little. I know you're tired of answering this question, but what are the things that we need to learn from February 25th election so that it does not repeat itself this Saturday?
Well, I think that it's a lesson that we have to learn even outside of the election itself. And that is that in order to build a nation, sacrifices have to be made. And that, you know, sometimes things will not always go according to our plans. We have great expectations, and then we do our own part, even at the best of times. When we, if we do our own part, it's not enough sometimes. And you can see how Nigerians motivated themselves, how Nigerians became, I mean, optimistic, and we kept on touting a few elections in the past, Anambra, Watch, Osun, and then Ekiti. Of course, we also had the problem of Osun State at the level of the petition, you know, the tribunal itself that overturned that election. But it was not something that would make us lose faith with Beavers, because Beavers was seen as the game changer. So regardless of what happened on Osun State, it was also a triumph of the big Beavers, because it was the Beavers that exposed the actual overvoting that took place there. So we still had great optimism going into this election. And I think some of us were bold enough to feel that we might even have one of the best elections in the country. You know, that is so. Even when you look at that and look at what and consider what eventually happened, you know, from that election, you feel a little bit stupid, a little bit like a fool, as if you've been had. That's the impression some of us, especially some of us who are in the civil society movement, and who have been closely working with the processes, these electoral processes, and we've been involved with it, either in terms of working with the stakeholder, with the various stakeholders, with the INEC at various levels, getting into the same room with them, seeking questions, you know, asking them questions. How many Beavers do we have in the country? For instance, I remember, like, maybe October, November, I had to ask the INEC public secretary himself, because we had we were given information that we didn't have enough Beavers in the country as at that time. We were told 24 as at the time we were talking, and we were alarmed, you know. So we had to ask him directly, how many states are covered with sufficient Beavers? And he said, as at that time, 30 states. So, but that some of the Beavers had already, more of the Beavers had already arrived in the country. So we were always trying to put them on their toes, always asking questions. After the Osun experience, we said, look, these are some of the fallout from the Osun election itself. You had that some of the polling units were too exposed, so people could not vote in secret. And that if you wanted to assure the secrecy of the vote, you needed to ensure that the polling unit itself, cubicle, is located away from people. You know, because once people, and in a way, we achieved some measure of success with that. Because in most cases, people were able to vote in secret. So you couldn't, because we noticed that in Ekiti, once people, you know, finish with their voting, they'll just come out and slow and raise the ballot paper. And so the agent that is nearby is able to see where he actually voted, and then he gives him a sign, go and collect money from somewhere. You know, but with the last, you know, election that we had, we didn't exactly have that. So sufficient, I mean, INEC was able to comply. In fact, we insisted, not just INEC, because where I voted, you know, somebody just observed that the polling unit, the cubicle, was too close to where people were sitting. So we all cooperated among ourselves and said, no, everybody move out of there. And that was what happened. You know, so that made the revolution, because there are some shocks from that election that made the shocks possible, you know, in many parts of the country. But overall, you had the administrative body that is the, you know, that has been given 305 billion naira to conduct the election, 15 times more than the budget for South Africa to conduct the elections. You can also say, well, let's look at the population of South Africa, for instance. You understand? So even if you quadruple it, that population, it comes close to Nigeria's population. So our election will still be about 3 or 4 times more expensive than that of South Africa. So you have, you spent that kind of money, and then with the support from international donor agencies for INEC programs, or over the years, and then we come out with this sham of an election where it was the electoral body that sabotaged itself, mm-hmm. you understand, and humiliated Nigeria and Nigerians, because that's the way, that's the only way I can read this. Because if international bodies, if international newspapers, organizations, okay. media are saying that the election in Nigeria was far from credible, that it did not even meet up with the minimum threshold for credible elections in okay. the country, it's an embarrassment to us, to every single one of us. Is, you understand? So that was what happened, that INEC did not even, could not even implement its own law, you understand, when it comes to uploading. And, you know, that took me, when I saw that during the day that we're having problem with uploading at the presidential election, while it was possible on the same machine, the same time frame, to upload the House of Reps and the Senate at the same time. It was clear for me that there was deliberate sabotage of the system, regardless of whatever anybody says. Because it's the same machine, it's the same period you're also, you know, using that. You know, so it occurred, I just remembered what an INEC rec, a former INEC rec, whose mandate was not renewed, told me in Abuja around November. I bumped into him. He's somebody that's known. I won't mention the name. So one of the things he kept on saying is that, Achike, you guys in the civil society must make sure that they do not take this result to the ward, to the ratex, to the wards, to say that they are going to collect these results at the ward. If that happens, everything is lost. He says, so he kept on emphasizing that is what they want to do. You know, so that there must be upload of the polling, of the results at the polling unit. And the INEC chairman kept on telling us at every time that we met with him, or he was in the media, he kept on saying results will be uploaded real time at the polling unit. That did not happen. So once you take it away from, believe me, once you take it away from the polling unit, the people have lost, those people who voted have lost the power over their votes. Now it is going to be in the hands of some other people who can do whatever mischief they want to do. And that is what has happened. That is what has led to this election that a lot of us are not too happy about.
I want to ask a very technical question, a sensitive question. A lot of people are saying that those who are saying that this election is not credible, is not free, fair, are the sore losers. They're saying that. So I'm going to put the question to you as civil society. I'm not asking who you voted for. It doesn't matter. But if the results were different, would we still say, with the processes involved, with all of the skirmishes, would we still say that these elections were free, fair, and credible? Or would we be singing a different melody?
People are usually motivated by interest, self-interest. What is their interest? Are the interest parochial? Are the interest, you know... are the interest, I mean, altruistic? Mm-hmm. Is it for the general good? Is it for the common good? Or is it, you know, based on ethnic proclivities, you know, or religious cleavages or whatever? So people come from different perspectives. So when people tell you, for instance, that as far as they are concerned, this election is credible, let them give us reasons why it is credible. And we will give them reasons why it is not a credible election. There's a threshold. You know, so, and that's why when you say, let me ask you a question that is, you know, somehow technical and the rest, there are things we look out for. You are trained as an observer. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that you look out for to also determine the credibility of an election. And don't also forget that the election is not just the day that you go out to cast your vote. Mm. The period preceding the election is also as important as the day of the election itself. The environment under which an election takes place is critical. If there is insecurity in the days leading up to the election, it has a way of, you know, ensuring that voters are suppressed because they are afraid to also come out to exercise their franchise because of the violence that is taking place. And so one of the things you look out for, not just in Nigeria, everywhere, especially in Africa, you know, is whether it's in Uganda, it's in Cameroon and all that, the prevailing atmosphere under which an election takes place is critical. You're looking at, even let's go away from even election itself. For instance, business. You want to finance maybe a business, for instance, in Nigeria. There are some things the investor is looking out for. Mm-hmm. And what is looking out for, you hear that all the time, is an enabling business environment. Okay. So there must be an enabling environment under which, you know, an election, a credible election, should take place. Of course, there are other elements too.
Okay, so let me add to this. Now, we are focusing on INEC.
Yeah.
That INEC dropped the ball.
on their promises. We asked and tried to reiterate, are you sure? Are you sure? And they said yes. Now, let's look on the side of the government. Mm-hmm. Before this election, I personally felt that security was going to be optimal. I felt that before anything could happen, because I heard the president read the Riot Act. I've never heard him speak in that way. That if you do this, you do this at the detriment of your life. And the chief of army staff made a statement that anybody that comes against this will be his nose will be bloodied. Those statements are marble. Now, so if INEC dropped the ball, why is it coincidental that the government also dropped the ball?
it's a big one, because you see, again, INEC is not the government.
Yes.
INEC is not the only institution that is involved in conducting an election. Mm-hmm. INEC itself cannot conduct an election successfully without other aspects, elements of that election also being involved. Mm-hmm. You also, you know, have to hope that you have a political class that is responsible and responsive, that will behave themselves. That also helps for a credible election. You need to have, you know, the security agencies, especially in a country that is rife with all manners of insecurity. You know, even at the best of times, you do not have it. Then you are talking about conducting a national exercise where the enemies of the country want to prove a point. So that means that you must also, you know, up your game and ensure that there is adequate security. To give people, voters, the confidence
to come out
to come out and you know, to exercise their rights and all that. You know, so all of these things are important. There is the issue of logistics, which is purely to a large extent INEC's primary responsibility also. You know, so all of these things have to come in. Then so security from that perspective is a government thing.
Yes.
You know, because the agencies of the security agencies are under the control of the president of the presidency. You know, and so there was a lot of talk and a lot of assurances, just like you said, to Nigerians about security. There are pockets of interventions by security agencies. There are pockets of intervention. Even Lekki Axis, when we heard that there was crisis there, and then I think parts of Sulere, just in a few places, but it was not enough to deter the miscreants and the those who wanted to create insecurity. It was not absolutely not enough. So we didn't have enough. Now you could say that there's a reason for that. And yes, you could look, if you look deeply, you see some reasons. There are reasons. We've had off-cycle elections where you have to deploy 25, 30, 35,000 security people. And the question we have always asked is, when you have a general election, what happens? How much can you do? Yes, and so obviously Nigeria is also understaffed. I mean, our security forces, under police, under whatever. Mm-hmm. When one also has to look at that. But was there effective deployment of even the few that were there? So what you do really is that you have a graph, you have a map, you do your mapping. There are places that are more prone to violence than other places. Mm-hmm. You deploy more people there. And within those states where you have this insecurity, there are dark spots that are worse off, than other places. You deploy and make sure that those people are stationed there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they were proactive enough. So they were not, they deployed, but they were not very effective in the way they did the deployment. And so that's what we also had.
So,
but beyond that, lastly, beyond that, again, is the fact that it would appear that in Nigeria, politics trumps common sense. Political considerations are much more important than even issues of security and the rest. Who is doing what? What is the level of their influence? And so you find a situation where, for instance, even when you arrest somebody that is clearly that was caught violating the law or maybe causing a disturbance of the peace, the IG or the Commissioner of Police just gets a call from somewhere and he says, release that guy. He has no choice. He has to. And that is what we are seeing. If you remember the story about Yusuf Mohammed, the Boko Haram person, at the time the DSS said they had him in their
custody.
In custody. But they got a call from somebody somewhere in Abuja, said let him go. So what do they do? So as long as, and that's why Obama, you know, that famous statement he made about building strong men.
I mean, building strong institutions, and not strong men. That is why it is key. Our institutions are subservient to the political class. You know, they are beholden on the political class. So when they give an instruction, they have no choice, even when they know it is wrong. But they have no choice because the people that are being given instruction want to preserve their job. They know that there is no protection for them. So these are some of the issues that are also telling against our country.
Okay. So you mentioned at the beginning, said something about the fact that it looks as if you also had faith in the process that was going to be used. I mean, the system of, and we now agree that there's a lot of anomalies that happened. Now, you mentioned something about deployment, because I was waiting for you to probably mention where we missed it in the whole process. So you said deployment of, and people have also mentioned training, lack of training. So do you think that we've moved past that now? I mean, it was just some weeks ago. To now, where do we actually stand? Do you think we're prepared again?
Yeah.
Are we going to make the same mistakes?
Okay, look, okay, good. There were two issues for me that went majorly wrong with the election. There's the issue of logistics, which should not have been a problem. And it was not just in Lagos, all over the country.
Everywhere, yeah.
In some places, INEC, and that's why, again, people that are saying that you are talking about people saying that those who lost are all losers. When you want to lose, when you lose, you must lose well, lose properly.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have lost, you know, properly, from that perspective, with the rules being followed, it is the Nigerian people themselves that will tell you, Oga, you don't lose. Make you sit down for house. We know what thing happened. You lost gallantly or whatever.
Sure.
But when it is very clear that something went wrong, then there's a problem. You know? So, sorry, your question, I lost.
Yeah, where do we stand?
Are we ready?
Think, yes. Yes. So I was saying that two things went majorly wrong. Logistics, one, was absolutely INEC's responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had enough money. They didn't tell us that they were lacking, you know, in money. Theirs was to make sure that they do, you know, the proper arrangement for logistics. But, so they had no excuse for that. The second one was something that is causing all of the crisis itself, the beavers. Failure of beavers, or what do you call it? The sabotage of the beavers.
Sabotage.
For me, it is sabotage. It is deliberate. That's what happened. But immediately that happened, I knew when that happened, with the barrage of criticism that I attracted, I knew that the governorship election, the beavers will work well.
Okay.
The beavers is going to work well because they wouldn't want lightning to strike twice. you understand? And, you know, obviously a target had been achieved. People were working towards something. And that part one of that has been achieved already.
Mm.
You know, and so it will be another very big problem for INEC if they cannot ensure again that beavers, that we cannot upload at the polling unit results.
I want us to talk about consequences, but we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about consequences. If there are no consequences for actions that happened on February 25 and we're still here about to have another election, well, who's to say that, I mean, people can't still get away with the same, you know, murder, using that word loosely here, when it comes to Saturday this weekend. Well, stay with us. Achike Chide is still with us in the studio. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this break to take your thoughts and your comments. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still What's Up Lagos in the studio. Stretch, Feta, Mary Ann Okon, and we have our guest, Achike Chude, analyzing February 25 elections and, of course, looking forward to March 18th elections. Now, Achike, before we went on that break, I did ask a question. I want to ask you to help me answer that question before we allow callers to call in. There seems not to be a lot of consequences in this country, and it has nothing to do with just the elections. I'm talking about generally in this country. There's hardly, consequences. For example, people were arrested. We hear some people were arrested for election, offences. Where are the charges? Have these people been charged to court? Who's been put in prison for corruption cases? We see them, the EFCC is always parading people. The DSS, money was found here, blah, blah. We never really see, a long line of consequences for actions, because this is supposed to serve as a deterrent. But we don't see that. And so looking at the elections now, if all of these things have happened, The woman that was macheted on election day, where are the people who macheted her? Their videos, their pictures, capturing certain people who took certain actions that one way or the other violated the Electoral Act. If these people have not been apprehended and nothing has been done, who's to say that the same thing will not happen on Saturday? I don't want to be a prophet of doom, but I'm just being a realist right now.
Yeah, an identifiable person was telling people that didn't come from a certain part to leave, that if you vote, you're voting at your... So he was captured, like she said. What has happened to them?
I don't know how to, you know, begin to answer the question, obviously, because we know, you know, we talk about the culture of impunity. You know, in the country. So impunity continues to rear its ugly head in this country. And that's why, like you said, the person that was talking and threatening people, which is a crime, a very serious crime, you know, under any circumstance. Let's look at it from this perspective. The fact that he had the boldness and the courage to believe he could do it and get away with it is an indication of the failure of the institutions that should have ensured that he was apprehended and punished appropriately. So he knew he could get away with it, perhaps because he has done worse and gotten away with it, you know. So it's a challenge to the law enforcement authorities. But again, I gave a reason why these things happen. Because politics trumps over our institutions in the country. Yeah, so for you to expect, or for us to expect, that people who are working at the behest of politicians, powerful politicians, can be dealt with by the authorities of the law, I don't know how possible that is, because the politicians themselves are above these institutions. You know, so it becomes a problem. But I agree that if we want to dissuade people from doing this, that there must be some punishment. People must be able to know that I cannot do this and get away, you know, with it. But that is not the case. But again, you look at it also at another level. People have benefited from this heist, electoral heist, if I'll call it that way. And now people are going to court. So while you are trying to look at to deal with the people that committed offenses during the election itself, the people who benefited from this also, the INEC officials who aided that process. For instance, you are looking at, talking about Osun State. The tribunal that passed that judgment in Osun State says that there was overvoting in over 700 polling units in Osun State. INEC says, yes, there was overvoting, but only in 6 polling units. Okay. Overvoting in 6 polling units, no wahala. But what does the law say? You cancel the elections in those polling units. Did you cancel it? No, they did not do that. Where are those people, the electoral officers in those polling units? Have they been apprehended for violating the electoral law? I'm sure that has not happened. So once, you know, people get away with this, I think it was a song by Kenny Rogers. He said, once you can get away with it, you know, a little bit, when you tell a little bit of lie, you can tell a little bit more, because once you get away with it, you can get away with it more. You know, so this is what is happening. So we need to begin to cancel elections that were wrongfully procured. If, for instance, at the level of this, you know, the Supreme Court, if they find out that the APC candidate and the APC duly won that election, then they must uphold it. You understand? He remains the president of this country. Tinubu remains, and there is no problem with that. If they can convince us that actually he won that election with good arguments, we must accept it, because that's the law. But if it is found out that that election was illegally, legitimately procured, that they did not win that election, then it must be cancelled, so that a lesson can be taught to other people. You know, of course, you know that no presidential election in the country has ever been overturned. That's why they continue to, you know, to do what they do. I don't know. So there must be some level of punishment. You know, not just for people who were caught violating the law that day, the violent people and all that, but also the people who benefited from the entire crisis that took place, and the people who aided and facilitated it, whether they are INEC, you know, officials. There must be some punishment all along the line. I know that after the 2019 election, over 100 people, according to the INEC, were apprehended for, you know, various offenses. And we kept on asking, putting pressure on our neck, what has happened to those people? What are they? Say, well, you know, it's the police, it's not our duty to prosecute and the rest. So between them and the police, the whole thing was lost. We don't know how many people have been successfully, you know, prosecuted. But I think that if from the body language of INEC and the chairman of INEC, they are not interested in prosecuting anybody. They feel it is too big a burden for them. Sometimes when you go to the police will tell you, yeah, but we cannot do anything until we have instruction. That's what's going on. Until we have instruction from INEC to prosecute, that we cannot prosecute until we get that instruction from INEC. So you see this, you know, up and down. Back and forth. And so, but I think what INEC is doing is that they are pinning their hope on the National Assembly passing the Electoral Offences Commission or Tribunal. You know, because they don't want to be burdened by that. And in a way, we try to understand also the burden that they are carrying. After Yar'Adua came in 2007, he did admit that the election that brought him to power
was flawed. Yeah.
Was flawed. Great guy, Yar'Adua. You know, may so rest in peace. I don't think we saw the best of that man, at all. You know, and so what did he do? He said he was going to do something about that, set up the WISE, you know, panel.
Yes.
And they made a lot of recommendation. Part of the recommendation also was the first line charge. I saw that, I think before a year before the election, something to that effect, all monies that INEC needs to prepare for the election
will
be made available. They also talked about breaking INEC down so many units, setting up this election offences, commission tribunal. So that it takes away extra responsibilities for INEC so that they can, be occupied primarily with organizing and administering elections in the country. So hopefully, maybe when that comes up, we might be able to have one or two, we'll be able to see successful prosecution of people who commit crimes, not just the people who are sent. Because those who sent the messengers are more culpable. For me, they are more guilty.
In fact, they're as guilty as the person they sent.
Yeah, exactly. Even more so, because they have the means. They are in positions of authority. They are the ones that procure these people, either to whether assassinate a political or to create crisis somewhere. And so when you are catching those people, and the investigation leads you to these other people. If you are sentencing the other people, maybe giving them 10 years, those people should get 20 years. Because they say to whom much is given, much is expected.
Well, I guess that will be the job of the tribunal and the courts. But we want Lagos to chime in on this conversation. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993. You got questions, you got comments. We're getting ready for the elections on Saturday. What are your concerns? Most importantly, 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. Send us a WhatsApp message, or better still, you could join us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Sorry? Your line is very problematic, but go ahead. Let's see if we can hear you. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Your line is very problematic. We could barely hear you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, ma'am? Where are you calling from?
My name is Josephine, calling from Ogun State.
Go ahead, Josephine.
Thank you for what you are doing. See, until there are consequences for election offences, we are going nowhere. We are just going in circles and in circles and in circles. Nobody gets punished. Everybody does what they like and get away with it. So it's time for people to get punished for what they are doing, so that they will serve as deterrent for future potential offenders. Please, we can't continue the way we are currently going. We can't continue. That's what is getting our society worse and worse and worse by the day, because everybody does whatever they like, and they get away with it.
Okay.
And then one day somebody, at all, the security agencies arrest anyone, what happened is that, oh, there is order from above to release the person. And the person goes back to commit more heinous crime.
All right. Thank you very much, Josephine. I have to let you go because we have very limited time. So everybody will keep their thoughts and comments to 60 seconds. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Marianne and Co.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Anonymous from Ijegu. What ahead. I want to ask is who is the IT, head of the IT for this INEC gubernatorial and House of Representative election? We need to know. Hope is not the same person who everybody are pointing, accusing finger, who has worked with Tinubu in the past. Please, the people who are in charge, you please, those who are in, who are liaising with the INEC should inquire, and we should see that somebody who is a neutral person should be placed in charge of the IT so that we will not have a repeat of that evil they did on the 25th. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to remain anonymous. Please, if those people that will come and carry cutlass and gun, bring him voting, what can we do? What do we do? We should attack them or not? That's the question. What the security are doing concerning this?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Achike doesn't work for security agencies. He works for civil society, but he has a very legit question. He's saying, what do we do? Because we can't keep being prey to these attackers on election day. So how do we protect ourselves?
It's a big one. I think if I can hazard an answer, it is to say that you come out in your numbers. Believe me, when you come out in your numbers, they think twice before attacking you.
Mm.
Because don't just forget that they also have, you have a lot of young people there, women and all that, but you also have a lot of men, young men.
Yes, I remember, I think it was Agungi that we saw, Agungi we saw, the guy that ran after the people who stole ballot boxes until he got it.
Yes, you know, so once you have enough people, you see, and that's why, you see, the politicians, the crooked politicians do not like it when people turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they prefer a situation where there's voter apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can do whatever they want to do. So if Nigerians can come out in their numbers, it will send a message to these people. They will think twice. If they come in there and they see so many, 500 people, 400 people, 600-700 people, they think twice before, because it's also, they know the risk that they are also taking.
And isn't it quite shocking that this election, we had like 97 million registered and we have 24 million voters?
27, I think.
27 million.
Yeah.
So it's this like 50, 60 million lost into the... I mean, it's funny, like ever since we've been having people register. So can this... Do you think this 25th will make people not want to, despite everything we're saying here?
You know, let's put it this way. How many people turned out to vote? 27 million is not 27 million. Much more than 27 million.
Much more.
Yeah, but there was voter apathy. People, a lot of people went back home.
Yeah, no, thank you. So it wasn't voter apathy. You might not exactly call that voter apathy.
Apathy is you don't come out at all.
Yeah, you don't come out, you're not interested. They were interested. The system frustrated them.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is that, because, you know, somebody has said that the price we have to pay for democracy is eternal vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the system frustrated you and you allowed yourself to be frustrated.
Mm.
You know, don't forget that this is a struggle to make our country better.
And it's a journey.
So you will always have people who are there to create problems. You know, somebody calls it, and I always use that impression, I mean, that statement, expression, organized chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? People mm-hmm. deliberately create chaos so that they will benefit from it. The war against terrorism that is taking place in Nigeria, we've so many stories about many people making money, mm-hmm. whether in the military, civilian contractors, military contractors, and so on. All wars. You always have people who profit from it.
From it, yes.
You know, so for instance, our refineries are not working. People are profiting from the refineries that are not working because they have to bring in refined products and all that. So it is the same thing also. When we realize what is at stake and you realize that there is a battle, like call it a battle between the good guys and the bad guys, mm-hmm. the forces of good and the forces of evil, then you realize that it is not a tea party. And that you have to go the extra mile to make sacrifices for your people, for your country.
Okay. All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Can you get closer to your phone so we can hear you better?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, my name is Sonaga.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so just want to add to the conversation. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You have 60 seconds, so Maga, go ahead quickly.
Okay, I want to contribute to why there's little to no consequences. I was listening to Osita Chidoka the other day, and he said exactly what Asike does about the wise panel. The recommendations haven't been actually implemented, and you have the president appointing commissioners. Now, when politicians appoint these INEC people, it is very difficult for the INEC chairman to question them or what they do, because most of the region are backed up by these political appointees because they are partisans.
Okay.
Now,
So my guy, your 60 seconds is over, and I'm sorry to let you go. It's just because we do not have enough time. I'm taking one more call and then we'll wrap things up. Hello, good morning.
Mary Ann, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Austin, calling from Lekki.
Go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
Greetings to your guest. I was attacked on a presidential election day at Igbo for polling unit 001 at Jamaatul Islamat Primary School.
Okay.
And I was beaten blue-black. In fact, I was left half dead. And my phone was stolen immediately on the spot by those political talks. As I'm talking to you now, I don't have phone. I was brutally messed up that day. And I don't know how to go about my case. I've called this question before. Chukwudi said you're going to give grant me an audience. How do I go about this? Because leaving this thing is telling me on a daily basis. I went out to exercise my right to franchise, and I was beaten to pop like a hooligan, a hooligan. How long shall we continue to live in this kind of era?
I totally understand where you're coming from, and it's very painful for you to say okay.
Traumatic
for once, I want to vote. I want to make a change, and then that change turned into you being in pain, and you don't even know how long you're going to have to deal with it. I'm guessing that, of course, there are a lot of people who are crying and asking for justice, and I'm hoping that justice is somewhere in the future. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, that's the country we want to build, you know, a country that we can actually be proud of, you know. I know we are coasting home. Let me just say something. That the lady from Ijegu that was talking about the person handling the ICT department. I don't know, but I think Festus Okoye was talking about he said he was trying to debunk the rumor that a particular person who was former commissioner in Lagos was appointed to head the ICT department. I don't know why it took them so long, because that story has been on for over 2 months.
Yeah.
And so I just read a response from it that is not true. So at least it's also good to put that out there.
Yeah.
Then Taga or the other guy that called said something that was very critical.
Omaga.
Okay, that's very critical. And he talked about was it about punishment? What was he talking about?
Yes. Justice being served.
Yeah. You know, something about the INEC, the recommendation of the WISE panel.
Yes.
And I think these are some of the things that need to be done, really, if
we
want
to
move.
Unfortunately, we don't have time. We have to go. Thank you very much. Achuke Chude is a political analyst. He's also, obviously, in the advocacy world. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
All right. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, on Nigeria Info, all our social media handles, and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO, that's Mimi Ayo, or on every other social media
Stretch
handle.
Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter.
Yeah, Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter.
Good morning, Lagos. Bye bye. I'll take you to
Lagos. Station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.